Hi, my name is Lauren Myburg, and my project focuses on the novel approach for an evolution-proof influenza vaccine. To concentrate the immune response towards soluble HA and NA and enhance its immunogenicity in the context of an HA and NA-based subunit vaccine, we investigated the possibility of using the conjugate vaccine technology that was previously developed for induction of antibody responses against self-antigens expressed in tumors and against the RBD in SARS-CoV-2. This vaccine platform aims at increasing targeted immune recognition of non- or low immunogenic epitopes by conjugating them to an engineered chimeric designer peptide, CDP, sequence of bacterial origin. As seen in Figure 1b, CDP consists of selected clusters of amino acids with bulky hydrophilic or charged side chains, originating from three distinct bacterial proteins: the cell division protein, ZAPB, the type 1 fimbriel protein, and the small heat shock protein, IBPA. So the addition of the CDP component to HA and NA improved not only the solubility of the final conjugate protein, but also increased the protein yield, which is not shown here. So to assess the immunogenicity of CDP conjugated vaccines in vivo and compare it to its unconjugated counterpart, BALB/c mice, as seen in Figure 2a, were immunized with 30 micrograms of each purified protein by a prime vaccination on day 0 and a booster vaccination on day 14. Based on previous studies, CepiVac, an oil in water emulsion, was selected as the vaccine adjuvant. Murine sera were collected before immunization on day 0, as well as days 7, 21, 28, and 35. And were used for the ELISA detection of anti-H1, anti-N1, and anti-H1N1 antibodies. So looking at figures 2C, E, and G, seroconversion was detectable by day 7 for CDP-N1 and by day 21 for CDP-H1 and CDP-H1N1. And by day 28, all the mice immunized with the CDP vaccines had developed a strong immunoglobulin response. The differences among the two groups, conjugated versus unconjugated, were largely maintained until day 35, with the unconjugated vaccine still lagging behind. So this illustrates not only faster but also stronger antibody responses with the use of iBoost. The antibodies that were induced using the constructs in this study most likely target major antigenic sites, which, as we know, are susceptible to antigenic drift. However, we still have shown that the iBoost-based vaccine is capable of inducing superior humoral responses. We are therefore planning to use this iBoost technology in combination with an evolution-aware construct design to generate antibody responses to specific conserved epitopes of the HA and NA proteins. And to find these suitable epitopes, we are developing a tailor-made computational pipeline, taking into account multiple factors such as surface exposure and residue level mutatability.